Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1723. The topic is nutrition and the title is Fine-Tuning Requires Trial and Error. So I want to share a little story. My mom and I, I've helped her compete in 3 bodybuilding shows. She actually never started lifting weights until she was 47. She had restless leg syndrome. She was having some kind of like nerve issues in her ankles, and it was really affecting her sleep. So I told her that, you know, with some research and stuff, that weightlifting, exercising, can help fatigue the nerves a bit, kind of get rid of some of that excitement and help her get to sleep. And I had been starting, you know, doing personal training and doing fitness and stuff myself. So I said, hey, would you like me to show you stuff? I'm looking for more people to train. I'm looking for more experiences. I want to continue to learn. Can I show you? She reluctantly said yes, but she said yes because she loved me. And I started training her. She realized that she really liked lifting weights. She liked seeing her muscles. So we decided to do her first bodybuilding show. At that time, there wasn't women's physique. So we just had to go right to bodybuilding. And she did it at 50 years old. She actually has done 3 total bodybuilding shows, all after 50. She then got into powerlifting, and we've earned 2 elite totals. Less than like 2% of competitive powerlifters earn 1 elite total. She has 2 in 2 different elite classes. So pretty amazing, really awesome. Now, what came to mind, something reminded me this weekend, was during her first diet for the competition, we were getting really lean. She was crushing it. She was actually only in the gym 4 times a week for 40 minutes because she was working really long hours at the time. So we were eating super clean. We were doing cardio 4 mornings a week for 20 minutes. And then she was doing 4 40-minute workouts at night with weights. So it was about in total 4 hours a week. That's all we needed to prep because we were just really concise with what we were doing and nutrition was super clean. Towards the end, I really wanted to kind of show out and I was like, hey, if you can, let's tighten the diet really tight these last 4 weeks and let's get rid of every ounce of fat that there is. Let's really go for it. She was excited. She said, okay. So we did a diet where we had really high amounts and frequency of tilapia and spinach. Now, she would use hot sauce on there, but that was basically like most of her meals were just tilapia and spinach, and she was dying, but she looked amazing. She got on stage at 99 pounds. My mom's like 5'1", 5'2". She got on stage at 99 pounds. She was the leanest person, male or female, at the show. We had judges asking us what in the world she did. We had competitors asking us what in the world she did. And basically, I kept laughing, and I was like, she just survived, basically. That's all she did. She just tried not to die. But in the process, we did an amazing job. She ended up placing 2nd, but at 50 years old in the open weight class, I mean, like, golly, you gotta be kidding me. That was amazing to have all the judges commenting, have all the athletes commenting. I was so happy for her just to see that she was getting the attention and recognition for her efforts. So what a wonderful moment. So I felt very, very, very happy for her. But that process, although it was great results, it did involve some trial and error. In the process of that, we realized that spinach has a really high amount of an acid. And the way you spell it is O-X-A-L-I-C. So it has a really high amount of that acid. And when that acid combines and binds with calcium in your saliva, it can actually make dark crystals. So what was happening was as my mom was progressing through those last few weeks, we noticed her teeth started to appear dark. And we're like, well, this is kind of weird. You know, what's going on? And we found out, so I did a little research, we figured it out, that it was that effect. So the acid was binding with calcium, it was creating dark crystals. So we switched over the vegetables, different vegetables. She got a water pick for the backside of her teeth. We were able to, like, basically just eliminate all that once we got the water pick, and we switched the vegetables. So her teeth went back to fine. But it was definitely initially like, hey, what the hell is wrong with your teeth? You know, there was that initial like kind of uncertainty as to what was going on. But that is the process. That's what happens. Fine tuning requires trial and error. So what often happens with people is they'll start with an approach, whether this is a, you know, a diet, since this is a nutrition-based podcast, maybe it's a training program, maybe it's a financial thing, maybe it's, you know, an approach to a relationship. You're going to start with an approach that you think will work. But we need to learn to expect that in small ways it won't, or it's just not going to feel quite right for us. So we want to, in those moments, analyze and adjust. And that's the process. We start, we experience trial and error, and then we have results. It's not that we start, everything goes exactly as planned, and we get the results we want. No. As we all will know, if we look back at our life and say, okay, yeah, that's definitely not the way it is. But yet we tend to think that that's going to be the way it is. Like, when we think about things in the future, we're like, okay, I'm gonna start with this plan, I'm going to crush it, I'm going to get everything I want. We don't account for and we don't expect that there will be trial and error. But there will be small things that just don't quite go right. Or you're like, oh, this feels like really grind. Like, this is a really hard struggle for me to make this work. Is there a way that I can make this a little bit different? Can I tweak this a little bit? And that's the fine tuning. That's the trial and error that we will experience and we will have to work through if we want to get to the other side. So if you notice that you always start things, you run into some issues, and then you quit. Or if you're starting things, you're in the issues right now and you're thinking of quitting. What you're going through, or what those challenges, those little momentary kind of just obstacles, they're part of the process. It's trial and error. You're doing absolutely nothing wrong. It is just simply a part of the process. So when you face those struggles, reach out. You can reach out to me. Thank you for listening to the podcast. My email is brewlionjim@gmail.com. Ask me anything you want. But reach out to anybody. You know, anybody local, anybody in like a, you know, social media community, anything. Anybody that seems to have similar experiences or related knowledge. It does help to talk to the more educated people you can get to, the better. That's going to help the most. But connect. Communicate. Learn from others. Involve other people. You know, kind of don't give up. Don't shrink in and think, you know, oh, this always happens to me. It happens to everybody. Everybody experiences trial and error. Okay? So when you face struggles, when you face challenges, find a way through it. Reach out, connect, communicate, broaden, like strengthen yourself, basically, by getting increased exposure to knowledge and experience. Reach out. Involve more people. Okay? So I just wanted to reach out to you and say that fine-tuning, when you have an approach and you start the approach, that trial and error will absolutely be part of the process in order for you to get to the results that you want. It's not that you're doing anything wrong. It just literally is part of the process. So don't run away from it. Fight and find a way through it. Awesome. If you need anything from me, reach out. My email is brutalironjim@gmail.com. If you like our podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast. It does have high hosting costs and whatnot. You can do that on our website. And then if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can always find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us under the name Brutal Iron Gym on Instagram and YouTube. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.